Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone. Hey, thanks for tuning in with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Another hot day here in the Pacific Northwest, and we're going to continue to remind you and tell your friends and your family, please do not leave pets and children in cars when it's hot like this, even when you have windows down and it's 80, 90 degrees,
yeah.
It's really too hot for them to be in the car.
Oh, yeah, it becomes like 120 in a few minutes.
Even if the windows are down a little bit, it's just way too hot. The safe thing is to keep them in a cool place and not put them in your car.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many times people hear those warnings and how many times we hear that a pet or a child
has been left
and gets in big trouble, or the worse. So what else is going on?
Well, we have Tom Palladino, who's been on our show, and he's offered a 15-day free trial to all of our listeners. And folks, it's still on at Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, light.com, for his program where he can mitigate and actually eradicate the pathogens in the body with his program. And there's nothing you have to do but sign up for that free program. He's now offering in an addition to that a way for you to get on another program for free, an extra one. And this is along with a year subscription to his program, which is very inexpensive. So you can check all of this out and the information that he's offering at ScalarLight.com. Don't hesitate to get on this program because these pathogens are alive and well in people, and that's why so many people are sick, and this really works, and it works beautifully, and it works naturally.
Yeah, we'll try to get that up in our Facebook announcements after the show.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot going on, so check out the events section, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you're the creative person, right? So what the F are you doing with your life to prove it? Well, fortunately, we know someone with a creative approach, which includes the title of his book. And we'll talk to Jeff Lizowitz, author of No Effing Around, The No Bull Guide for Getting Your Creative Dreams Off the Ground. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today, Jeff Lizowitz, burns with a mission, and that is to inspire writers, artists, filmmakers, musicians, and every other creative human to amp up their creativity, heal their hearts, and shine in the world. He is an award-winning musician, producer, a college instructor, speaker, photographer, critically acclaimed author, and internationally distributed filmmaker who's devoted his life to empowering and inspiring creativity. All of that is great, but what caught our attention was his book. And his book is No, Not Effing Around, the No, how do I say this one? The No Bull Guide for Getting Your Creative Dreams Off the Ground. So expletives removed. Jeff, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me. And yes, removing the expletives, it still works. It's
yeah.
Still good.
Yes, yeah. It does. Yeah. And I just want to know, Jeff, you seem to be a jack of all trades in the creative world, which is really quite amazing. You know, were you always this creative, or did it come on later in life?
Yeah, I think I was always this creative, but I didn't quite know it. When I was a little kid, I was sort of like that weird friendless kid, I don't know if you guys or the listeners can relate to that, but I was definitely in my own world. The first time I really turned on to creativity, I was probably about 7 or 8 years old, and this was like way back in the 70s. I went to summer camp back in Pennsylvania, and after dinner every night, they had this thing called free play, where the kids would just sort of run amok for an hour. And this one summer, there was a counselor who brought up his drum kit and a big 70s stereo and a couple boxes of records. And he'd play the drums, you know, to the stereo every night. And as a little kid, I'd just kind of sit there under this tree, and the fireflies would come out and watch this guy, or listen to this guy from afar. And then one day he comes out, and he's like, "Hey, kid, you want to check this out?" I'm like, "Okay." And I go into this cabin, and he plays. He puts on the Who song, "Won't Get Fooled Again."
Mm-hmm.
Major rocker. And this guy just bangs the drums, and my life was forever changed. Mm-hmm. You know, then it was like, "Mom, I need a guitar."
I need drums. I need a Yeah, very
yeah,
cool.
But you know, that sounds like effing around to me, and I say that because not effing around is in fact a philosophy, we could call it that, which we'll get to, you know, throughout this discussion. But first, we need to understand just how we eff around.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what is effing around from your point of view?
Yeah, my point. You know, my perspective on this, and like I talk about in the book, is there's not effing around and effing around. Effing around is basically just kind of squandering your life in various ways, whether it's working a job that you don't really care about or are passionate about, whether it's staring at Facebook or one of these things, you know, for too long. You know, there's a million ways that we do this. And, you know, we need some of it, right? We need to eff around sometimes. You can't be, you know, just like full on all the time. However, if there's too much effing around, you start to get into this rut, and that rut will sort of suck up your life. Mm-hmm. And then you'll look at your watch and you'll be like, oops, that was another 10 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my definition of effing around.
Yeah, and I think that's really an apt definition, Jeff, that, you know, we're, for whether it's fear or insecurities or not thinking we're good enough or that we're valuable enough, whatever those not enoughs are, we seem to really take that into our belief system and make it real, which stops us from not, you know, not effing around, but we eff around and we do sort of waste our lives. A lot of people waste their lives thinking that, you know, we're told that we have a purpose, but they feel purposeless or rudderless in their lives. And do you think it is because they're afraid to step out?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people are stuck in their world, in their lives. And a lot of those things that you mentioned is absolutely true. Messages that we get from a young age and really our whole lives, from family, from peers, from, you know, marketing messages, from media. There's a ton of stuff that keeps us down. The question is, you know, do you buy it and can you get through it and can you ask the right questions to essentially empower yourself so that you can step into a life worth living?
Yeah. And it's so funny because talk about effing around. We sort of dabble in a lot of things and we get pretty confused. Some of them sound good instantaneously, but we get pretty confused about what's really behind it. I mean, everybody's walking around going, is it do be have be do, you know, what is all of this kind of stuff? So we're looking for happiness and we're looking for fulfillment. So from your point of view, where do we start?
Oh, well, it always starts, you know, with the self, right?
Right.
You have to know yourself. You have to understand what your shadow, what your darkness is, all that kind of stuff. And work through it. you know, in whatever ways that means. And one of the ways that I, you know, for myself personally have found has been extremely powerful is through creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are willing to go to the places within yourself to tap into real vulnerability and authenticity and then create something out of that, whether it's a poem or a screenplay or a dance or even a, you know, I don't know, a birthday cake, these things become essentially a bit of a catharsis,
mm-hmm.
right? We
mm-hmm.
let go of some of what we're holding on to that might be holding us back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, and I think it's changed a lot today, Jeff, but when I grew up, and I went all through school, and I never even heard, honest to God, I didn't even hear the word creativity until I got out on my own. In the little town that I grew up in, you know, and my natural abilities were more toward acting and expressing outwardly that way, which was I was scolded and sometimes even punished for, because the thing and the cultural thing in our group of people where I grew up was you had to get what they called a real job, and a real job obviously had nothing to do with creativity, and I think that's where we get snafu'd, if you will, in our lives, where we're not taught that the things that we come in with, the natural gifts and talents that we came in with, if those were nurtured along as we grow up, then we would naturally be creative in those areas, and we'd all probably be doing a lot of the things we love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Finding your creative heart and then figuring out how it can serve the world.
Right.
And who will pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it's a whole different
ball game
dynamic.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because when you ask people who they are, if it all starts with them, what they tell you is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what
so
they do for a living.
And they really don't have dreams. Or if they do, they just, you know, they put them aside because they're just dreams.
So is your book just for dreamers, or is it for anyone?
And aren't we all?
My book is for anyone who is serious about changing the dream, which is essentially the thought of doing something,
mm-hmm.
into actually doing something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you can
mm-hmm.
sit around and dream all day, and hey, that's great, but it's not doing.
Right.
Right? This world is about doing, and sure, there's plenty of value in sitting around dreaming. You can dream about sitting there laying on the beach in the tropical island if you want. That's cool, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's a lot better if you actually get there.
Yeah, and get to experience it for real.
When I was a working writer, people used to come up to me all of the time and say, oh, I've got this great idea, and they'd give you a line, and I'd go, yeah, and? You know, so.
And have you developed that great idea?
And what? You know, I got the perfect screenplay for you, and you know, that kind of thing. But it never went beyond that. Never went beyond any thought. So, folks, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about not effing around. This is the No Bull Guide for getting your creative dreams off the ground, and that is the operative phrase, off the ground. We're here with Jeff Lisowitz. And we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and as always, we're so glad to have you on board. And hey, we know most of you are in your cars, you're on your way to work, or you're getting ready for work, and you know, you can't find that pencil, or really, if you're in your car, you shouldn't be writing it down, or I guess you shouldn't be texting. We should repeat that. No texting. So here's what you need to remember, ConsciousTalk.net. That's our website. Every guest has a guest page where you can find out about them. You can hook up with their websites and click on the book title. It'll take you right to Amazon if we're talking about one of their books. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And our very special guest today is Jeff Lizowitz. Is that correct, Jeff? I said it right?
You got it. Awesome.
Jeff Lizowitz. We were pronouncing it wrong. We're now correcting it. And his book is Not Effing Around, The No Bull Blank Guide for Getting Your Creative Dreams Off the Ground. And talking about dreams, creative dreams, Jeff, why is it important to declare our dreams? Now, are you distinguishing between thinking about them or talking about them? Declaring is different. Is there something important about that word?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, being a writer, words are definitely important, and declaring things are important. I think we go around our typical day swirling thoughts in our heads, you know, just like an endless stream of ideas, of, you know, feelings, of various sensory input, all that kind of stuff. And that's great, and that's part of what it is to be human. However, And that declaration can be anything from writing it down, you know, on a paper, on your computer or something, printing it out, putting it on the wall, to declaring it to someone that you care about who will become who you can become accountable to,
mm-hmm.
right? And really saying very specifically what this means, and also the why. A huge part of what I talk about in my workshops and coaching and stuff is the why. Because if you don't really understand why you're doing something or you want to do something, you're not fully accessing your heart. And once you access your heart and combine that with your mind and then, you know, take a real action, things always happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're always moving towards the directions of your dreams. It might not be straight towards them, which is, you know, often the case in life.
Right.
But it's a lot better than standing still or going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is what happens.
And you know, declaring that why, Jeff, is interesting because it doesn't have to be a long reason why. And in fact, if you're passionate about something, that's the why right there. If you're really passionate about it, that is the why. Would you agree?
I would agree, and I would also ask someone to dig deeper. Why are you passionate about
mm-hmm.
it? And then ask that same question again. Why are you passionate about that?
Mm-hmm.
The more you ask the questions to yourself, and the better the questions are
mm-hmm.
that you ask to yourself, the deeper you'll go towards the core of what drives your passion.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that where a lot of people get tripped up or where they don't dig in is they stop at the point where it's I'm doing this because I'm supposed to, or somebody else told me,
or the money, or I'm doing
it
for the money,
just the money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's easy, and but you know, first of all, we all need money, so you got to do something for money,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine. But the other piece is what voices are you listening to?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are you listening to the voice of your parents? Are you listening to the voice of the media?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you listening to the voice of perhaps your well-meaning best friend who really doesn't get it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
all these things are taking power away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge piece of being successful in this life is simply centering your power. The more we give away our power, which we do all the time out there in the world,
mm-hmm.
you're floating around in a sea of influences that are not necessarily serving you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to get back to this idea of finding your dream and actually moving forward with it. We've talked a lot about visualization on this show, and there have been lots of books about it, that kind of thing. But one of the things that we discovered that was maybe more important and tied into what you're referring to about getting into your heart is feeling. You know, how would you like to feel in your life? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you tap into your heart, that is the feeling place. That
mm-hmm.
is the sort of center of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can feel, when you can really tap into, this is my love for music, this is my love for this story, this is my love for service in the world in whatever way that, you know, means to you, it's energized with your heart, which is your emotion. And when that energy is connected to that, and then connected to the intellect and connected to the action in the world, this is when cool stuff starts happening.
Mm-hmm.
Your dreams like almost automatically come to you,
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
well as you moving towards them.
Absolutely. And something you talk about in your book that which is really interesting is time travel, a time travel concept. Why is that important?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the time-space continuum is not quite as solid as it may seem.
Right.
To us humans here. What do I mean by that? By visualizing, you know, the future time where you are, you know, more fully in your dream and feeling into that, like you suggested,
mm-hmm.
it actually energizes that connection to move towards it. So you are essentially manifesting the future that you desire. And again, you do have to feel it. Without feeling it, mm-hmm. it's just a picture in your head, and it's
right.
really just in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that is helpful in some ways, because it can help you understand, you know, perhaps where you're going, or the details, or the intellectual pieces. But the truth is, the firing up the emotion is really the driver that moves you towards that.
Yeah, and you know, I've had talks with clients of ours that have said, well, I am feeling it. And they're wondering why it's not happening. And I'm asking, okay, what is the feelings? What are the feelings that you have around it? And they go, well, it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that somehow isn't quite enough, Jeff, for people to really magnify and also bring it to you like a magnet. Emotion draws to be happy. You know, and what I explain, and I'm just curious about how you feel about this, what I explain is that that's great to feel happy, but there's more to feeling happy than just la 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 la
yeah,
feeling
yeah.
happy.
Yeah, what does happy look like?
Yeah,
you know?
what does that feel like? You know, what do you love it? Is there beauty in it? Is there a sense of pure, you know, those kind of things? Do you get where I'm going with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy is a very general term which
right.
people love to throw around without really thinking much about it.
Right.
Like you said, what is happy really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that energized?
Mm-hmm.
Is that focused?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, laying around being lazy? Is that laughing? Like, these are really different versions of what happy could mean.
Mm-hmm.
So again, digging into the answer.
Right.
You know, hey, I want to be happy. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then going into that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, part of your concept with the time travel and seeing yourself in the future the way that you'd like to be, so much of that is backed up by science. I mean,
mm-hmm.
look at all of the athletes that visualized, you know, jumping over the bar way before they've jumped over it, you know, or ever been at that. I mean, they have to, know what it is they're going to accomplish, which you talk about, and B, actually see themselves able to do it.
And another thing I want to throw into the fire there too, Jeff, is, and this has always worked for us, is also the feeling of gratitude. That you are so grateful for attaining that dream. You're in it now. You're living it. How does that feel? But you are so thankful to be there and thankful to the universe to supply all the resources you needed to get there. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Gratitude is, you know, a huge key in this whole magical picture
mm-hmm.
yeah.
of human life.
Mm-hmm.
Being grateful is another magnet, like you said.
Yes.
And I believe that also, you know, when you're truly grateful, it activates your heart, which is the connection
yes.
to the beauty and love in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it seems that the major obstacle to all of this is our fear of failure. Or, you know, there are some of us that have fear of success. But that's still, I think, the basis of is fear of failure. So what about failing?
Oh, I love failing. Failing is your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I have interviewed, you know, besides my own life, I've interviewed hundreds of creatives and business types and all kinds of people like this. And anyone who is successful will tell you some version of the same thing. You simply must fail.
Yes.
But the trick is, you don't have to call it failure, because failure is like this loaded word.
Right.
Really, what it is an opportunity for feedback, which means when things don't go the way you would like them to go, you take a breath, you step back, and you ask every possible question you can ask.
Right.
And
hold
and squeeze out the pieces where you can make it better.
Yes.
And then you take action on that.
Absolutely.
And then you fail again.
Yep.
And you do it again until you get it right.
There you go. Well, we're going to jump off here, take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jeff Liesewitz.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. I'd like to remind you of our website, conscioustalk.net, also our Facebook page. And I want to let you know we are still doing the GoFundMe for Winnie, the horse Winnie, the Irish draft horse. And we understand that, you know, horses are not as popular as dogs and cats and that type of thing. And maybe some of you out there, well, you don't think that much of horses. You don't really, you've never been around horses. Maybe you don't have a deep desire or love for horses. But I have to tell you, when you realize how big-hearted these animals are and how much healing they give us, You can't help but fall in love with them. So if you are so inclined to open your heart to this beautiful Irish draft horse named Winnie, who has a terrible, huge melanoma under her tail, it's threatening her life, then we ask you to please pitch in and give what you can and share it with others. And it's all up on our Facebook page. Go to our website, conscioustalk.net. Click on the F icon. It will take you right there. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Jeff Lizowitz. We're talking about his book, No Effing Around. And, Jeff, we haven't been because
we're getting to it.
Yeah, we're getting to it here. And, look, we've been talking a bit about failure. Everyone's afraid to fail, and you said failure's your best friend.
Yes, absolutely. Failing is a good idea. Don't be afraid of failing. An example that I heard recently of this was in the field of sales. Some big sales coach or sales manager told his team, he said, I want you salespeople, I want to find out, I want you guys to race to get to tell me who got 100 rejections first.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about that for a moment.
Hmm.
If you get 100 rejections, how many sales are you getting?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very little.
If you get 2 rejections, you're not getting any sales.
Right. Right. So what's the point there?
The point is being rejected is a failure, right? You count that as a failure.
Mm-hmm.
So in your life, whatever you're choosing to do, go have 100 rejections,
mm-hmm.
because if you do, you're guaranteed to be moving towards your dream.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Get all that out of the way.
And actually, Jeff, we can verify that, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
When we left L.A. and moved back to Seattle. Rob hadn't lived here before, but when we moved here and we wanted to do a radio show. I got involved in this type of radio in LA. I was doing television and film and then graduated, if you will, into radio. We really wanted to give back, and we felt a show like this could really serve the public and serve us as well. We introduced this and shopped it for nearly 2 years and got no after no after no after no. And we kept on because we believed, we were so passionate about doing this line of work, if you will. It's not really work, it's our life, but we were so passionate about it, we knew that every no was going to get us closer to a yes, and it finally did. And I believe that's what you're talking about. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean it's as simple as, like, you know, getting a job. You're not going to get the job on the first application.
Right.
Right? You got to put out a bunch of applications. You want to do a radio show? It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hustle. You got to put it out there. You're going to get turned down a million times.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a while I taught screenwriting as part of an interdisciplinary course in a college up here in the Northwest. It was actually called the Star Trek course. Because the idea was to write a Star Trek script, but what was really behind it was to get English students who knew nothing about science and math to have to do this, and also math people that knew nothing about writing, and they were the people that made up the class, and so everybody had to challenge themselves. Which is one of the points you make in your book about being unsafe, doing
mm-hmm.
the stuff that you've never done.
Taking the risks that you need to take in order to be creative. There are no guarantees in creation. In other words, that's what being creative is all about, is experimenting, correct? Exploring.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as a songwriter, I teach songwriting at a college over here in Tacoma. And I tell my songwriting students, you know, you play, you sort of try to write a song. Sometimes it's going to take you, you know, 5 hours, 3 months, and it's never going to happen.
Right.
And sometimes you're going to get that lyric or that riff or that chords or whatever immediately.
Yep.
There's just no way to sort of channel the muse.
That's
like,
right.
It's going to happen.
That's
right.
You have
to do it.
That's right.
To get there.
Yeah. You do. Well, we're doing it here with Jeff Lisowitz. The book is Not Effing Around. We'll be back after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer, or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we always remind you, ConsciousTalk.net, that's the website. Well, we're here with Jeff Lisowitz. We're talking about his book, Not Effing Around. It's the No Bull Guide for Getting Your Creative Dreams Off the Ground. And Jeff, I don't mean to be an ad for a sneaker company, but but something that's really important is just doing it. And you know, you emphasize that in your book. And like you said about music, etc. You know, you wouldn't do any of this stuff if you were just stuck in the dream, if you didn't take action. So how important is actually doing it, whether you're any good at it or not?
So you have to start somewhere. I mean, I think of the biggest, you know, bands in the world, right? One of my favorites is U2. When U2 started playing when they were in high school, they could barely play their instruments, and nobody was at the show. In the 80s, when the band The Police came to New York City for their first tour, there's three guys in the band and three people in the audience. Their girlfriend, the bartender, and the manager.
Yeah.
Right? So you just have to go. You just have to do it.
Yes. Yeah, I really think, Jeff, you have to keep a lot of ego, if you can, out of it to that degree. The side of the ego that says you're a failure, see, it never was going to work to begin with, blah, 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 blah. How do you feel about that?
I completely agree. I mean, again, it's the mental frame. Mm-hmm. If you just look at failure as a step towards getting better, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
I have failed. I can't even tell you. I mean, I've had some really high points, you know, in my creative career. And I've had about 50 million times the failures.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We understand.
We know that one. I had a big joke about the bump going into the Warner Brothers studio lot because, well, the old one where it was, it's now located someplace else. But I would spend weeks putting together pitches for stories, And at the last, and I'd have them all written down and all practiced and everything. And when I hit the bump right before the guard station going in, I'd get another idea. And I'd go and I would pitch all of this stuff I'd prepared for weeks. And they'd go, no, 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 no. And as a last resort, I'd say, well, what about this, you know, the idea that I had not fleshed out at all. And they'd go, oh, that's a great idea. What do you got on it? And I go, well, I got another appointment. Got to run. You know, so it's like you don't know, but you got to love the process. And, you know, that part of it, I love the process of thinking about things and making up stories. That was cool for me.
Well,
and
that's kind of what you...
It's interesting because it almost makes me think like, you know, you're trying so hard, you're putting so much into it and all those weeks you're preparing, and then you're kind of like, you're kind of done, and suddenly you get the great idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing about doing it, is that what you're telling the universe is, I'm doing it, I want to do it, I love
doing it. I'm doing it in spite of, and I'm doing it no matter what.
Right.
It's called, is it not called commitment or dedication?
The commitment word,
the C word.
Yeah, the one that everybody runs from, and I don't mean the C word as cancer, I mean the C word commitment, which to a lot of people is just like a cancer. They run from the commitment. And that's what I wanted to bring it back to, Jeff, where we talked earlier on about really being passionate about what you're doing and fleshing it out to find out what's beneath that passion. Why? Why do you want to bring this to the world? You know, how is this going to serve you and the world? Those type of questions are so important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally true. And what you're saying about commitment, and, you know, people sort of fear commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's because commitment is hard.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When you commit to something, when you say, I am going to do this until, you know, until it succeeds or it hits some sort of milestone, it's difficult.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
and
scary.
Let me tell you a little story about that really helped me. I didn't know it at the time. But, again, I was a little kid, you know, 10 years old. I'm playing kickball in the backyard. With my two brothers and some kids from the neighborhood, I'm on the team that is getting destroyed, just annihilated. It's, you know, 26-2 kind of thing. And I'm like, I quit, I say out loud and start pouting and running away. And my dad takes me to the side and he gets in my face and he says, look, you do not quit until this game is over. You play as hard as you can until this game is over. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And that lesson has served me very well.
Yep.
You just keep playing. You keep doing the best that you can. Mm-hmm. And then there is a time to quit, perhaps, and there's a time to continue.
Yes.
And that's for all of us to decide. You know, commitment doesn't mean commit forever necessarily. But it does mean commit until you reach the goal or you get to a point where it's, you know, it's hopeless.
Well, folks, we're here with Jeff Lizowitz. The book is Not Effing Around. His website is Jeff, J-E-F-F, Lizowitz, LEISAWITZ.com. That's, of course, up on our guest page with Jeff, and it'll be easy for you to access it there. But I also want to let everyone know, Jeff, you are going to be doing a workshop. Is it going to be done in Seattle?
Yes, I've got a one-day workshop coming up on Saturday, June 15th. It's called How to Crank Up Your Creative Dreams, Even If the Day Job Is Still Sucking Your Soul.
That's a great title.
That's great. There's that creativity.
Yeah. Out there, but it could be. It's been known to happen. So it's a lot of this NFA stuff, the stuff we're talking about.
Right.
I also do one-on-one coaching with people online.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing. And I've got upcoming classes, web classes as well.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, where's this event going to be, this workshop?
This event is at the Finney Center. It's in the Finney neighborhood of North Seattle, right near Green Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful old schoolhouse.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a chalkboard on this thing and wood floors. It's really beautiful and close to the coffee, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
We'll all be good.
You know what I love about you, Jeff, is you're not effing around. You just tell it like it is. And that really, and that's what people need to hear. We need to get off ourselves. You know, yeah. The times are very perilous. And time to me is very precious. The time that we have here is like a blink in an eye. And yet we fritter it away. It's staying in those old patterns and the old thought forms of failure and afraid to take a risk and afraid to be rejected. And the truth is, what you're saying is, we need those lessons because they will strengthen us if we allow ourselves to have them.
Yeah, and I want everybody to know, it's like we're just scratching the surface.
This is a
small book, but there's a lot in it.
Yes.
And one of the things that you talk about that everybody knows about is their internal critic. And what I thought was most interesting about it was that you got to the point where you said, hey, you know, you can actually learn something from your internal mm-hmm. critic. You just need to know when to shut it off.
Yes. Very absolutely. Important.
Yeah, absolutely. Those pieces of ourselves can completely take us down and destroy us,
mm-hmm.
and they can also, if you're ready to be a ninja, you know, and a Jedi, they become your allies.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's really where the action is. Those messages, you know, we talk the same kind of thing about pain. Everybody wants to run from pain. Your internal critic is painful. You know, a pain in your body is painful, mm-hmm. but it's telling you something.
It is a messenger.
Yeah.
And if you do pay attention, you can learn. And we, like you, Jeff, have failed many, 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 many times.
Continue to do so.
And have learned a tremendous amount from all of our failures. And I will tell you from my own point of view, I'm incredibly grateful for each one that I've traversed because it's helped make me the person I am today. And I couldn't have done it without those failures. So this is a great little book, you guys. It has a lot of powerful information in it. I think Jeff's workshop would be just a ball to go to, and you'll learn a lot. Again, at the Finney Center on June 15th. What
yep.
time, Jeff?
That's a 9 to 5. We're going to pack in so much not effing around.
Good.
You will transform.
Cool.
In one day, it will really get you going.
Cool. Right. And also, folks, you can find it up on our website. We'll have it in our events section. Thank you so much, Jeff. Love you,
Thank
man.
You.
Love you, love you. And folks, love you too. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better?
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.